From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jim Hawk. Republican candidates were on the stage in New Hampshire for the season's 8th GOP presidential debate Saturday night, hosted by ABC News. Florida Senator Marco Rubio, who finished a close third in the Iowa caucuses, said his lack of experience in the Senate should not be a factor.
If politics becomes, and the presidency becomes, about electing the people who have been in Congress or in the Senate the longest, we should all rally around Joe Biden. He's been around 1,000 years. He's passed hundreds of bills. And I don't think any of us believe Joe Biden should be president of the United States.
But former Florida Governor Jeb Bush begged to differ.
Marco Rubio is a gifted, gifted politician. And he may have the skills to be a president of the United States. But we've tried it the old way with Barack Obama.
And New Jersey Governor Chris Christie joined the attack on Rubio's claims of accomplishments in the Senate.
When you talk about Hezbollah Sanctions Act that you list as one of your accomplishments and just did, you weren't even there to vote for it. That's not leadership, that's truancy.
Donald Trump returned to the stage after boycotting the last debate in Iowa, with polls indicating he's in the lead in New Hampshire, which will host the nation's first primary on Tuesday. The U.S. Coast Guard has called off the search for any survivors of what at first appeared to be a mid-air plane wreck near Los Angeles. NPR's Nathan Rott reports that one plane went down and wrecked in the Pacific Ocean.
The initial reports from the Federal Aviation Administration said that there appeared to be two aircraft seen on radar that converged at about 3:30 in the afternoon Friday, just after both radar signals disappeared. A private fishing vessel near the Port of Los Angeles alerted the Coast Guard around the same time, saying they saw a plane plunge into the water. Debris from that plane was found, and the Coast Guard says they know from a flight plan that two men, ages 61 and 81, were on board. After searching through the night, the Coast Guard has called off the rescue mission and handed the investigation over to the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
In New York City, officials are working to determine the cause of the collapse of a giant construction crane in the Tribeca neighborhood. A man on the street below died as the crane collapsed Friday. Commissioner Rick Chandler of the New York City Buildings Department says the crane's computer could provide some clues.
It is not the equivalent of a black box. The computer is going to give us some data. We're not sure the complete amount of data.
Crews are in the process of cutting the crane apart while trying to preserve any forensic evidence. Officials hope the work can be done by Monday, although it will take time to restore the street and the water pipes below. An apparent overflow at a nuclear power plant north of New York City has spilled highly radioactive water into an underground monitoring well, but nuclear regulators say the public isn't at risk. Officials at the Indian Point Energy Center reported on Friday that water contaminated by tritium leaked into the groundwater under the facility. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. The death toll in an earthquake in southern Taiwan now stands at least 19, with dozens still missing. The shallow magnitude 6.4 earthquake struck about 4 a.m. Saturday. Hundreds of Taiwanese rescuers swarmed over a collapsed apartment tower on Sunday, more than 24 hours after an earthquake toppled the 17-story building. Spain is taking authorities in the northeast region of Catalonia to court again over their separatist aspirations. Lauren Freyer reports from Madrid, where a new challenge is being filed in Spain's constitutional court.
Lawyers for the Spanish central government are filing a court appeal over the creation of a Catalan foreign affairs ministry. Catalonia's regional parliament, which is dominated by separatists, created the new department to drum up support abroad for a new country they want to create on the Mediterranean. They vow to secede from Spain next year. Madrid vows to block that and says any Spanish foreign policy must be created by the central government. It says it's illegal for Catalonia to send its own diplomats abroad. So Spain is taking this issue to the country's highest court. But Catalan leaders say they no longer recognize the authority of any Spanish institution. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Madrid.
Former Green Bay Packers quarterback Brett Favre made the Pro Football Hall of Fame's class of 2016 in selections announced on Saturday night. Favre was joined by a group that included wide receiver Marvin Harrison, linebacker Kevin Green, tackle Orlando Pace, and former coach Tony Dungy. The official induction ceremony is set for August 6th in Canton, Ohio. I'm Jim Hawk, NPR News in Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.